Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, AM, FM, satellite, and of course online at npr.org/Bryant Park. From the studios of KCPW in Salt Lake City, Utah, I'm Allison Stewart.
And from New York, Bryant Park Project World Headquarters, I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, talking with Gil Scott-Heron. I had a conversation with a spoken word artist, musician, and he's one of those people responsible for the creation of Martin Luther King Holiday. We'll hear all about that coming up. But first, the news with Corva Coleman.
This is NPR.
And good morning again. The New York Giants stunned the Green Bay Packers last night. They took the NFC title game in overtime, 23-20. Despite a wind chill of about 20 below zero in Green Bay's Lambeau Stadium, some Giants fans said they never gave up.
NFC champs.
We're Cypher's family.
NFC champs.
We had faith the whole time.
The Giants will now face the undefeated New England Patriots for the Super Bowl. To no one's surprise, Pats overcame the San Diego Chargers yesterday to take the AFC championship 21-12. The Super Bowl is set for February 3rd in Glendale, Arizona, outside Phoenix. At least it'll be warmer. It snowed in the South over the weekend. Even Atlanta got snow, yes. National Weather Service forecaster Robert Beasley says the temperature dropped to 31 degrees.
Our normal high temperature at this time of year is 53, and the normal low is 33. So it still looks like we're going to run below normal most of this week.
Now, before everybody in the Northeast gives a big yawn, yesterday was the first snowfall in some parts of the South in several years. Even New Orleans put a freeze plan into effect to offer temporary shelter for the homeless. Things are getting much, much worse in Gaza. The last electrical plant in the Palestinian territory has now shut down, leaving everybody in the dark. Palestinian officials say Israel has blocked a critical shipment of fuel and warn of a health catastrophe because hospitals lack power. Israel has been trying to stop Palestinian militants from continuously attacking with rocket fire every day. Hamas leaders who govern Gaza say they won't stop no matter what sanction Israel puts on them. Egypt is weighing in. That country is strongly urging Israel to restore the power and Hamas to stop its attacks. Power outages over the weekend in Zimbabwe and Zambia have outraged residents and plunged both countries into the dark. They get their power supplies from South African utility Eskom. There was no explanation for the weekend blackout, but Eskom is having its own power problems at home. There have been rolling blackouts in South Africa, sometimes for hours. Eskom says since it doesn't have enough to power South Africa, it won't supply Botswana, Namibia, Zambia, and Zimbabwe with any more power. Two small planes collided about 45 miles southeast of Los Angeles yesterday. Four people in both planes were killed. A fifth person died on the ground. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash near the Corona Airport. Scientists writing in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology are warning pregnant women their chances of miscarriage greatly increase with caffeine. They warn women who drink two or more cups a day have two times the risk of miscarriage. Study authors say pregnant women should not have caffeine at least 3 months before they try to conceive and shouldn't drink it at all during pregnancy. And the biggest hit at the box office this weekend? Cloverfield. Are you really surprised? Cloverfield cashed in, getting $41 million as the scaly reptile terrorized New York City. In second place, 27 Dresses, starring Kathleen Heigl. That garnered more than $22 million. In third place, the buddy film, The Bucket List. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.